Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And speaking about our website, 92.3thefan.com, Daryl Ryder, so dangerous. And brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Dangerous one from the top rope, WrestleMania 3 style with Macho Man Randy Savage and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Bombs away. You say no. All this stuff about Deshaun Watson is silly. Stop it. Stop it right now. Hello.
Good morning. And yes, I'm not entertaining the conversation. It's not practical, number one. And number two, they don't need them. They really don't. To getting the defense to a level to where they can continue to play in January and maybe actually get Chad Henne off the football field with the game on the line.
Daryl, is it that you don't think that Deshaun Watson is an upgrade? Because most people that offer opinions around the NFL, they think he is an upgrade. We can debate how much of an upgrade he is. I think he's a top five quarterback. I think he's transcendent. I think Baker right now is probably top 12, top 13. What is it that makes you say it's not practical?
Well, here's why it's not practical. It's not, the salary cap is being lowered, so the financial squeeze is going to be on here, number one. Number two, the assets that you'd have to give up to get him are better off served upgrading your team. And, you know, you can't afford to be giving away a bunch of draft picks that you need to be starters because you're not going to have the cap space available to go out in free agency and bring those players in. So you need those draft picks right now. You need players on productive players on rookie contracts. You know, the other part of this thing, too, is, you know, Baker's a fit here. He really is, and I think that there's something to be said by that. And there are just certain things you can't quantify statistically. You know, Deshaun Watson had a monster season last year. Were the Houston Texans in the playoffs this year? Did I miss something? I know they won double-digit games the previous 2 years, but, you know, I think that the reason why so many people want to entertain this notion is because Baker is not thrown for 4,000 yards and he hasn't thrown 40 touchdowns in a game. But I just think just the big picture, taking a step back and just looking at all angles of this thing, I really think that from an organizational building, move this thing forward, I really think that the Browns are better off investing their energy working on the roster in other areas. Quarterback is no longer a problem for this team.
I think we're having two different conversations. I don't think anybody who's saying upgrade if you have the chance or saying Baker's a problem. But there's a difference between, hey, someone's a problem or not a problem, and also then saying, I think another quarterback gets you more opportunities over the next 10 years to get to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl than the guy you have. I don't think that's saying Baker's a problem. Like, I think Baker is good enough to win a Super Bowl. But if I think another quarterback is transcendent, and especially when you start taking pieces away over the next 2 years, which is what's going to have this unbelievable offensive, this unbelievable running game with all these targets, that's going to chip away over the next few years. So you're going to need a quarterback that has more talent to do those opportunities. I mean, don't you think that is the case? Like, I don't think I'm bashing Baker to say any of those things.
I think you are.
I'm joking. I think what you're saying is Baker's not good enough, and I disagree with you. I think that Baker is good enough.
Not good enough to do what? I just said I think he's good enough to win a Super Bowl. The goal here by a front office is to put yourself in position to win the most amount of Super Bowls.
If he's good enough to win you a Super Bowl, then you don't make the move. You know, and here's the other thing too, you know, Deshaun Watson, for as you know, dynamic as he is, he creates a lot of negative plays too. Guy was sacked 49 times this past season. Okay,
he's playing behind one of the worst offensive lines in football, Daryl. He wouldn't have
just,
to worry
I'm
about
just
that.
I'm just saying, but some of those sacks though were created by you know his run too. So I'm on Team Baker. I think that Andrew Berry needs to invest his resources financially and the draft capital. I think it needs to be invested elsewhere.
One last thing, because I just want to establish a benchmark. So you're saying that you wouldn't even do it for free. Like, you wouldn't even take Deshaun Watson if it was just a straight-up Baker for Deshaun.
I'd consider it. But, again, I'm looking at fit and how Baker fits here. I'm looking at how that they've, you know, kind of constructed this thing to work with Baker and his skill set. I don't like opening this can of worms. I think it's very, very dangerous to do. And by the way, Baker saw all the hate he was getting online yesterday too. After
it's
imagine-
not hate. I don't understand why anybody thinks it's hate. Sorry, Baker, you're not the best quarterback in the NFL. I guess block me too, like you did everybody else on Twitter yesterday.
I mean, listen, I don't want to be blocked.
This is what the internet does. We confuse these things. Just because, like Ken Carmen. I don't hate Ken Carmen, but if I could do the show tomorrow with Howard Stern, sorry, I guess that's hate, Kenny.
Wow.
Well, here's the thing, Anthony. If I say that the Browns were to trade for Deshaun Watson, they would upgrade the quarterback. Our producer would put on the website, Daryl Ryder says Browns trading for Deshaun Watson would be an upgrade over Baker Mayfield.
Yes, he would. You just
would
said
do
it,
that.
Putting it up there.
He
that
would throw you under the bus, yes.
Absolutely would happen.
Go ahead, Kenny.
I mean, I got several. I agree with Daryl. So
are you mad about the Howard Stern thing?
I'm not mad about the Howard Stern thing.
You should see him stewing in here.
No, I was looking at my phone because I was watching that Brian Williams thing. I'm sorry. Daryl, you got to see that when you get off the show, okay? I swear to you.
Brian Williams?
I agree with Daryl, though. I agree with Daryl. So what am I supposed to ask a guy that I agree with when we're having him on about this conversation? I agree wholeheartedly with Daryl, and I've said my point a million times over. And what I don't understand, I'm not going to get all emotional and upset. There's people cussing people out and cussing us out and God knows what else.
That's silly.
It's not even about that. I don't care about that. I'm not going to sit there and get emotional. Oh, my God, Baker will see it. Who cares? He's a professional quarterback. I don't care about that. What my concern is that everybody keeps telling me how great Deshaun Watson is. And Deshaun Watson is a good quarterback. But the whole fact that I can't beat the Kansas City Chiefs without Deshaun Watson is nuts. They spotted him 24 points. They spotted Deshaun Watson 24 points. And immediately people go, well, you know, that defense, they were the ones who gave up 48. So the way to beat Kansas City is to not have pieces to help out my defense and take Deshaun Watson so we can be who? The Houston Texans in 2 years? Why do I want to do something like that? I don't want to do anything like that. But there are other quarterbacks that are better than Baker Mayfield. The list is shorter than it is on the other side of what it used to be, but there are better quarterbacks. But that doesn't mean I'm going to trade the man and trade other things for Deshaun Watson and just end up like the Houston Texans. So I'm in a weird spot where I just agree with Daryl, and I'm enjoying listening to you two go back and forth.
No, I think we're having a civil conversation, better than on Twitter, where people just can't envision a world where front office people actually pick up the phone and try to see how they can upgrade their team. I mean, that's what they do. That's what you pay them a lot of money to do. But one thing I don't question is when we talk about, well, Baker seamlessly fit into this system. Well, it took him about 8 games, right? We all agree. It took him about 8 games. Well, so why are we assuming Deshaun Watson, who's more gifted than Baker, I think we all agree with that, why are we assuming he wouldn't seamlessly transition into an offense? I mean, last year he had no coach, and he was still just fine. In all the advanced numbers, he was one of the top 5 quarterbacks in the league. So I don't see why we think he would have trouble somehow having a clean jersey, never getting touched the way that Baker never got touched.
Let me ask you a question, Lionel. Let's just say for conversation's sake that Andrew Berry agrees to a trade with the Houston Texans to acquire Deshaun Watson, okay? Texans go to Deshaun Watson and say, Deshaun, we're going to send you to Cleveland. We got a deal in place. And Deshaun says, no, you don't, because I have a no-trade clause, and I'm not approving the trade.
Now what do you do?
Well,
I hope as a savvy front office, if you believe in Andrew Berry, I hope you'd be able to pull that off without making it obvious that you've dumped your quarterback or that you have had less faith in the quarterback than people thought.
That's not how the NFL works, man.
All right, sure. So you don't think anybody's going to call then? Because everyone's worried about their quarterback's feelings.
No, that's a good point, too.
It's a consideration, man.
Like I said, the Chiefs were not worried about Alex Smith. The Chiefs were not worried about Alex Smith winning 11 games a year, setting Chiefs records, and throwing up an insane – by the way, 14 touchdowns, 2 interceptions – in his playoff games. He won 2 playoff games. I don't think they were worried about his feelings. I don't think by going and getting Patrick Mahomes, I don't think the 49ers are worried about Jimmy Garoppolo, who's an amazing 28-6 as a starting quarterback. I don't think they, and he went to the Super Bowl and after 3 quarters was winning. I don't think they're worried about his feelings, maybe pursuing a better option. That's all. You can't do that. You can't. If your quarterback's feelings are hurt, if that's what worries you, Packers, they didn't worry about Aaron Rodgers' feelings last year, and they almost went to the Super Bowl. Come on.
Daryl, your retort.
I'm exhausted by the conversation, to be perfectly honest with you.
I will say this side. On this side of it, there is a point that Lima make, because I will say, I can't have him. I think it's well within Baker Mayfield's right, because I don't think that there'd be a trade to be consummated. If they want to call or they want to inquire, I think that's what every football team should do basically over every player. So that's fine. I don't think, though, if Baker Mayfield were to go south over this, well, then I think he's done us all a big favor, because then obviously he's not tough enough to be a professional quarterback, because it was right there in front of Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers still took his team back to the AFC Championship game. These questions have been right there in front of a lot of quarterbacks, and they've had the resolve to go right back to it. But it is within Baker's right, and this is part of the fallout of it, that if they can't come together on a contract extension, well, say Baker goes out there and he plays very, very well with this football team that is expected to compete in the 2021 season. He could turn right around at the end of the season and go, well, you thought less of me and I did more, so now you guys are over the barrel, so you guys better be ready to pay up. I would do that if I were Baker Mayfield and I were his agent. That's perfectly well within their reason. So there is, while I think that some of the stuff, the emotional stuff with it is far overblown, there is a fiddler to pay if it's found out that you did contact him. The thing is, Daryl, I think that everybody's going to find out that they contacted. I think Jacksonville should make a call. I think that the Jets should make a call. I think that the Bengals could possibly kick the tires and see what's going on, especially with the injury. I think there's plenty of teams that could make a call and wonder what's going on. The Chargers, too.
If Urban Meyer in Jacksonville right now, Ken, I'd offer him the number one pick.
Because I think that's all you'd have to give up, maybe something else. Maybe, because he's a known commodity.
Yeah,
that's all. But with Deshaun Watson, yeah, I think he's better than Baker, but I think it's negligible, and I'm not making that move. I'm not giving up other things just to become the Texans again. That's where I stand with it. Now, can I ask you another question real quick?
Sure.
What about J.J. Watt? What can we do here?
I would absolutely call the Texans about J.J. Watt.
What could we offer him? What's realistic, you think?
I'd be worried about Myles Garrett's feelings.
No, it's a different position.
Sorry.
Damn it. Sorry, Daryl, go ahead.
My bad.
Oh, Lima. I don't know what you'd have to give up for him, but that would be something that I would absolutely call the Texans about, because Olivier Vernon's probably gone and you definitely need help up front in that front seven. So I don't know what it would cost, but that would absolutely be a conversation worth having. No question about it.
We agree. Sorry, Daryl.
And listen, I think Myles Garrett would be overjoyed if the Browns traded for J.J. Watt, to be perfectly honest with you.
He would be, absolutely. Yeah. All right, we found some common ground.
Daryl, we can't thank you enough for the time. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. Are you going to watch the IMSA 24 Hours of Daytona this weekend?
No.
You ain't no fun at all. All right, Daryl, thank you.
I'm not. Have a great weekend, guys.
Mine, you too.
See you, Daryl.
Daryl Ryder. Bronze Beat Reporter, brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.